What kind of people was he drawn to? If it was among, like, say there was a room and there was sports people, scientific people, stars, artists, business people, politicians, religious people?
Scientific,
Yeah.
definitely scientific. Especially at Disney, you know, the when they what was it? It's been a while since I've been to Disney now. Epcot, and not only Epcot, but in Disney itself, it was Futureland. You know, they used to have all the different, they loved anything new. What are some of those stores? Brookstone, Discovery. He
Gadgets,
loved
yeah.
Discovery. Oh, and on TV, one of his favorite TV shows would be the History Channel and Discovery. When we finally got the History Channel on cable, he was thrilled. He loved to listen to history. Even if we travel, you know, we're coming back from Washington, the Vietnam Memorial, he was just so intrigued about history. And of course, when we went to Hawaii, the Pearl Harbor.
Oh, Pearl
Pearl
Harbor. Oh,
Harbor.
of course, right.
That was like the first thing we saw, and it was just, you know, he just thought it was just such, so amazing.
Did he meet any famous people?
In Midtown, yeah, he did meet a lot of famous. Well, first of all, in Lower Manhattan, Bubba used to come in on his in the on. You know, they used to always have to be at the helicopter terminal when Bubba arrived. So I have pictures. Bubba's Clinton. So I have pictures of Joe with Clinton. And he used to say to me,
President
"I'm gonna be
Clinton.
late. Bubba's coming in." they would always have to be there in case there was a disaster. And yeah, the firehouse, always celebrities would come in and greet the firemen. So yeah, there was a lot of people that he met.
Describe Joe to someone who never met him. What qualities, what stories would characterize him that you'd say, you know, yeah, that was Joe?
Well, I would say that Joe was a people person. He was loved by all who knew him, and after his death, all who have heard of him, the people would be talking about him. That's the type of reputation that he had. And you know, he touched the lives of so many people just by being, you know, friendly and courteous and respectful. And he always went out of his way to say hello to somebody, or he'd see a poor soul in the street that was homeless, and you know, if they needed help, he would help them. He wouldn't hesitate in a minute to help anybody. And he touched the lives of so many strangers and friends, just by his friendship and warmth and wanting to help others. And a perfect example of that was when on the wake, I got a card from a woman who wrote me this note, and she said that she was, I'm trying to get the story straight, but she lived near the FDR and her cat got loose, and Joe was driving down the FDR and actually stopped and helped this woman get her cat, and then proceeded to take her home with the cat. And the woman wrote me this beautiful note about how wonderful he was and how she went to the firehouse about a week later and, you know, brought cookies and said thank you. And, you know, she was so touched by his wanting, you know, just being friendly and helpfulness. And so he was definitely the type of person that touched the lives of so many people just by being friendly. You know, he came to this town of Pelham, and basically within a year knew more people than I did, and I've lived here all my life. And people would say to me, "Are you Joe Levy's wife?" You know, and he wouldn't hesitate. You know, he'd come and say hi. You know, I remember the first day that he came to visit me at Lenox Hill, and he'd walk into the lobby of the hospital. And he'd introduce himself to the, you know, and most people say, "Oh, I'm going here." Well, "Hi, my name is Joe Levy. My wife works here. Her name is Carol Levy, and she works in risk management. And I'm a New York City fireman." And he just loved to talk, and he just loved being friendly and outgoing and learning about people. And he could size up anybody in like a minute, you know, just by talking to them. And
He was an open door to the world and, like, what can I do? How can I help?
right. He just liked to help and be friendly. And, you know, he was the Mr. Mom of Pelham, and he was involved with the PTA, and all those PTA moms just loved him. And, you know, if somebody needed something, he was there to help them.
What did he teach you that you can remember?
Well, I think it's more, I would say more that we taught each other. You know, he believed that nothing is perfect and that we always should be thankful for what we have and grateful for our health and our children and our family, and that life is not always going to be perfect, but
make the most of it.
Make the most of it. And I think with Joe and I, in our relationship, we grew together as a couple, and I think that's so important in marriage. You know, people get married and it's not an easy thing, marriage, and that, you know, it's two individual personalities molding into one, and we grew together. I helped him, he helped me. So I would say the greatest gift that he gave me was his love.
Very nice. How are you like him?
Well, he liked to research everything. For every project in the house was researched to the hilt. You know, we'd have like 80 million contractors' opinions and which product was the better project, and the Consumer Report and this and that, so that I find myself, and if there was a project to be done, you know, it had to be done correctly in the right way. So I always find myself now making sure that, you know, if I want to purchase something, it takes me forever to purchase it because it's got to be the exactly right thing that I want, and it's got to be the best of quality, and I've got to get the best price. And so I find myself, you know, doing that research that Joe would always do. And in other ways, how am I like him? I think, you know, just bringing up the kids now by myself, a lot of the qualities that he had brought with him that I've kind of acquired in raising them on my own, and just bringing a sense of his memories always into play when dealing with situations.
How would Joe handle it, kind of thing?
Yeah, and or just talking to the kids about, you know, what he felt was important and how he would have felt the situation should be dealt with. And
so they're still advising you in a way.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Can you give me an image of your days together? When you close your eyes, where do you see him? What is he doing?
Joe is making a list on his hands.
Writing right on his hand?
Yeah, his to-do list, the honey-do list.
For you or for him?
The list on his hand was just his things that he needed to get done. And, you know, he was always running, and we were both, you know, doing double time between family and work and chores and errands. And, you know, I find myself with that same list constantly. You know, what is the priority? What needs to get done first? And, you know, we would talk at least 4 or 5 times during the day. You know, if I was working, he was working, we would touch base in the morning, in the middle of the day. And then if he was working that night, we would talk maybe at least once or twice during that night.